wedlock, precious, thou art so merry, and eke so virtuous, and so commended and approved, eke, that every man that holds him worth a leek upon his bare knees ought all his life thanken his God that him has sent a wife, or else pray to God him for to send a wife to last unto his life's end. For then his life is set in sickness. He may not be deceived, as I guess, so that he work after his wife's red. Then may he boldly keepen up his head, they be so true and therewithal so wise, for which, if thou wilt worken as the wise, do always so, as women will thee read. Lo, how the Jacob, as these clerks read, by good counsel of his mother Rebek, bound the kid's skin about his neck, for which his father's benison he won. Lo, Judith, as the story eke tell can, by good counsel she God's people kept, and slew him Holofernes while he slept. Lo, Abigail, by good counsel, how she saved her husband Nabal when that he should have been slain. And look, Esther also, by good counsel, delivered out of woe the people of God, and made him Mardoki of Ashur enhanced for to be. There is nothing in Greece superlative, as says Senec, above a humble wife. Suffer thy wife's tongue, as Cato bit. She shall command, and thou shalt suffer it, and yet she will obey of courtesy. A wife is keeper of thine husbandry. Well may the sick man bewail and weep, whereas there is no wife the house to keep. I warn thee, if wisely thou wilt work, love well thy wife, as Christ loved his church. If thou lovest thyself, thou lovest thy wife. No man hates his flesh, but in his life he fosters it. And therefore bid I thee cherish thy wife, or thou shalt never thee. Husband and wife, whatso men jape or play of worldly folk, holden the sicker way. They be so knit, there may no harm betide, and namely upon the wife's side.